there are a lot of guys that need to step up. Need to step up from what they have done, not just in the last game against the Packers, but also for some who have done what they've done over the course of the season. We've talked about the offensive line a lot. We have talked about some in the secondary. We've talked about a lot of things that don't just come from the last game against the Packers, but all season. And one thing we need to look at is, yeah, it's one thing when you're playing the Patriots, and they're one of the worst teams in North America. But there's another thing when you are playing the Packers and you're playing a better opponent, right? The Colts, again, another team that's above 500 that you're playing. Who is it bigger for? Because it was really shocking, shocking to me, the lack of production that Tank Dell and Steph Diggs had. It was shocking to me, the lack of separation. And it wasn't just like, oh, the pressure was so bad that they never got open. Yes, the pressure was bad, but them jokers was in their hip pockets. Who is this game for you in your mind when you look at the wide receiver position without Nico Collins? Who is this game bigger for to you, Tank or Diggs? Because I think there is a potential that most people could sell for either one of them.
I think it's Tank. I don't even think it's close. When we're looking at individuals on this Texans football team, I think Tank is – this game is more important for Tank than anybody else. Any single individual. I mean the game is important from the standpoint of what the rest of the year looks like. This is an opportunity where – you know, you can look at the first handful of games with the Texans and you can say, hey, man, there's just not enough balls to go around, right? You got Dalton Schultz. Obviously, they're running the football well with Joe Mixon. You got Nico Collins. You got Steph Diggs. And you can understand, even the president of the Tank Dell fan club can understand, and myself, by the way, can understand just not enough footballs to go around. You're going to have to do something. You have to find different ways to get balls, to get the ball to Tank Dell. Now, looking at this thing, Dalton Schultz is a non-factor. Nico Collins is hurt. And so you're down to, where is Tank Dell? Why is Tank Dell not a bigger piece of what the Texans are doing after what we watched last year? Now, sure, against the New England Patriots, 9 targets, 7 catches, had a solid little game, good little game, which you'd expect the targets to go up with Nico Collins.
Called a touchdown very similar to the one he dropped. Yeah. Against the Packers.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Last week was not good, and last week was a week when you needed it, and last week was a week when it wasn't just not good. You dropped a touchdown that ended up in 3 points, right? So that's there. You got Nico Collins coming back in a couple of weeks. And when it's all said and done, the opportunities for Tank Dell to establish himself as a guy that they need to prioritize more and they need to get the football to, those opportunities are coming to an end rather quick. And so I just think this is a game where Tank Dell needs it. And I don't mean he needs to have 150 yards and all this and all that. Tank Dell needs to go have a solid day more than anybody, any one individual on this football team. I think it's Tank Diggs, and it's a landslide in my opinion, Ron.
Yeah, Tyler, if you go right
Tank
now to
Diggs.
T-Mill, real
did
deal.
Did I say Tank Diggs?
You did. You Tank merged Dale. Them.
That's the second Sorry. Time you said that today. Tyler
Milner. This old Michilada got me, man.
Nope, you didn't have it the first time you said it. Tyler Milner, T-Mill, real deal, has just tweeted this out 57 seconds ago. Which Texan wide receiver needs a big day of production more than the other on Sunday versus the Colts? Steph Diggs and Tank Dell. Tank Dell's leading right now, 83% of the vote. Mike texts in, tweets to that in response to that message. Tank 100%. Need him to step up in this game and to be the guy that he was last year.
That's where I'm at, Ron. Like, clearly we need somebody to step up, right? The Texans do.
It's just nuts. Based on what we saw last year, he didn't have any stat.
Right. No, clearly the Texans need him to step up and step up in a big way. What I'm saying is, I'm taking it a step further. Tank Dell needs this game more than the Texans do from him. Like, Tank Dell is staring down the barrel of, being relegated to being a gadget guy.
Yeah. Now, we're viewing him differently. If this continues, you're viewing him differently. Because, as you said, man, there's really not the excuse of, oh, we just don't have enough balls to go around anymore. And to be completely honest with you, I mean, it's three receivers. Clearly, like, we've seen guys that in a three-receiver set could still make plays. He wasn't making plays at all even earlier to this point where he wasn't. Like, there were just times where you look at it, like, he created such separation at times last year where, you could not go there.
Yeah.
And
I thought there was, like, I saw the same Tank Dell and somebody that really turned me on, got me good and football horny in that second half of the Buffalo game and for the New England game. Like, just, I mean, and look at what, they weren't big games either way, but you're just, the way in which he played, the pep in his step, the separation that he was getting, I was like, yeah, he's coming. It's just a matter of time. And then you lay an egg against Green Bay, and you're just, they're not going, Diggs is going to get his action. Nico's going to get his action. Like, you need to prove right now that you're somebody that they need to go to win football games. You know, that's where he's at. Or, again, it's going to be punt returner, gadget guy, Tank Dell.
Yeah, which is crazy that we have potentially even got to this place, that it's even a conversation based off what we saw last year. As I said earlier in the program, like, you could argue there was a real argument between who was the GOAT, who was the number one guy before Tank got hurt, him or Nico. Who was it? And Nico, you know, ultimately was near 1,300 yards.
Great point.
And to a point where people are literally texting in, he needs to just be a punt returner.
When did Nico, which Nico killed it all year last year, I get it, but when Nico took a monster step is when the opportunity presented itself for him to do more and overcome being the only receiver that was healthy. In the absence of Tank Dell last year, Nico played his best ball.
Yep.
In the absence of Tank Dell, Nico became, not became, because he already was obviously a threat, but he remained a threat in a different way because they started moving him around so the defense couldn't focus on him so much.